Chapter 12. Windpaw bound Sapwood's injured paw with a poultice of soothing herbs and a woven ryegrass wrapper. Earthstripe strode up and down the forge cavern like a demented beast. Though the sergeant had told his tale several times, the Badger Lord kept roaring out a steady stream of questions.
Did they capture Mara, or didn't they?
I don't think so, sir. I gave him the old runabout so's young Mara and Pickle could escape him.
Can't you give me a straight answer, Sergeant? Did they, or didn't they? Who was their leader? How many of them are there?
Sapwood shook his head despairingly as he glanced at Windpaw, Catkin, Starbob, Seawood and Big Oxeye. All the hares knew that Earthstripe had thrown reason to the winds. Oxeye stood between Sapwood and Earthstripe.
My lord, I suggest you leave Sapwood alone. Like me, he's told you all he jolly well can. Working yourself into a tizzy ain't going to help, if you don't mind me saying so. We all know that before the season's much older, there's going to be a vermin horde knocking at our front door. Worrying over Mara and shouting at Sapwood ain't going to solve that. No, sir.
Earthstripe stopped pacing and faced Oxeye. Big as he was, the fighting hare quailed slightly under the brooding gaze of Earthstripe the Strong. But he had no need to worry. The Badger Lord patted his paw lightly.
Thank you, Oxeye. You are right. Sapwood, old friend, how's your paw coming along?
Bandage or no bandage, I can still punch me weight, sir.
Earthstripe nodded approvingly.
Good. Now, let's get things organized. Oxeye, Starbob, Catkin, take your patrols and seal up all entrances except the front. Windpaw, Seawood, check that the mountain is fully provisioned and see to the water barrel levels. Sapwood, you come with me. We'll get together some weaponry to provide a warm reception for whatever scum come visiting. I hope that Klitsch and his pal are among them. I'd enjoy meeting them again.
So the fortress of Salamandastron started gearing itself up for war. Farrago was readying his horde to march upon Salamandastron by mid-morning of the next day. Forgrin the Fox and Raptail the Rat were seeing to their weapons. Forgrin was using a flat rock to grind a new point upon his long rapier. Raptail was fletching his arrows with leaf flights. As they worked, the two creatures conversed in low tones, keeping silent whenever Farrago or Klitsch was near.
Do you know why we're attacking this Badger Mountain, mate? I mean, what's the real reason behind it?
You're not supposed to ask that, Fargrin. The chief says it'd make a good fortress for us to use as a base.
The fox licked his paw and tested the point of his rapier.
He must think we're all as dim-witted as Migru. A fortress to use as a base, my fangs. That brat of his, Klitsch, and his pal Goffer, and that whining sea rat Sikir, they seem to know something we don't.
Raptail peered down an arrow shaft, checking its straightness.
Aye, that's the lot of a soldier, mate. Carry out orders, don't ask questions. But I'm telling you this, I don't fancy getting slain in battle for something I don't know about.
Same here, mate. Though just atwixt you and me, I've kept me legs to the ground and I thinks there's some kind of treasure at the bottom of this... Stow it. Here comes trouble.
Farrago and Klitsch walked by, and the two soldiers kept their heads down, working busily at their weapons. The assassin flashed a dangerous smile and nodded his approval. Klitsch poured his short sword, looking about impatiently.
We've lost the edge of surprise. This army should have moved quicker. Earthstripe will be ready and waiting for us. Tell me, when are you going to make your move?